ಭಾವನಾಚಾರಿ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರಾವನಾಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಥ ಮಾದಾವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಥ ಮಾದಾವ ಜಯ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಥ ಮಾದಾವ ಜೈ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ
ಜಯ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದ ಪರಮಹಂಸ ಪರಿವ್ರಾಜಕಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಅಷ್ಟೋತ್ತರ ಶತಶ ಶ್ರೀಮಾತ್ ಹಿಸವಾಂಗ್ವೈ ಸೈಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಅನಂತ ಕೋಟಿ ವೈಷ್ಣವ ವೃಂದಕಿ ಇಸ್ಕೋಂ ಫೌಂದರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶಿಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದಕಿ ಕರಂತರಾಶ್ರಿಮಂ ಭಾಗವತಂಕಿ ಇತಾಯಿ ಗೌರ ಪ್ರೇಮನಂದಿ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಸುದೇ ಅಸೆಂಬೋ ದೇವೋತಿಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಸುದೇ ಅಸೆಂಬೋ ದೇವೋತಿಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಸುದೇ ಅಸೆಂಬೋ ದೇವೋತಿಸ್ ಓ ಗ್ಲೋರಿ ಸು ಶಿಶಿ ಗುರು ವಂಶಿ ಗೌರಂಗ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, entitled The Summon Bonon, Chapter 4, entitled The Atrocities of King Kamsa, text number 4. Tam aha brataram devi. Five? Four was yesterday? How come? Huh? We did four yesterday. Great. Sorry. Text number 5. Bahavo himsita bhrata. Shishava pavako pama. Twaya daiva nishristena. Nishristena. Putri kaika pratiyatam bahavo himsita bhratha shishava bhavako pama twaja daiva nishastena putri kaika pratiyatam Please chant.
Oh.
Bahava many Himsitaha kill out of envy Brataha my dear brother Shishabaha small children Pavaka Upamaha all of them equal to fire in brightness and beauty. Twaya by you Daiva Nisrestena as spoken by destiny Putrika daughter Eka one Pradiyatam give me as your gift. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear brother, by the influence of destiny, you have already killed many babies, each of them as bright and beautiful as fire. But kindly spare this daughter. Give her to me as your gift. Purport. Here we see that Devaki first focused Kansa's attention on his atrocious activities, his killing of her many sons. Then she wanted to compromise with him by saying that whatever he had done was not his fault, but was ordained by destiny. Then she appealed to him to give her daughter, to give her the daughter as a gift. Devaki was the daughter of a Kshatriya and knew how to play the political game. In politics, there are different methods of achieving success. First, repression, dhamma. Then compromise, sama. Then asking for a gift, dana. Devaki adopted the policy of repression by directly attacking Kamsa for having cruelly, atrociously killed her babies. Then she compromised by saying that this was not his fault. And then she begged for a gift. As we learn from the history of the Mahabharata or Greater India, the wife and daughters of the ruling class, the Kshatriyas, knew the political game. But we never find that woman was given the post of chief executive. This is in accordance with the injunctions of Manu Samhita. But unfortunately, Manu Samhita is now being insulted. And the Aryans, the members of Vedic society, cannot do anything. Such is the nature of Kali Yuga. Nothing happens unless ordained by destiny. Tasya eva hetu prajate takovido nalabhyate yat brahmatan upariyadha talabhyate dukkha vad anyatha sukham kalena sarvatra gabhira ramhasa. Bhagavatam 1:5:18. Devaki knew very well that because the killing of her many children has been ordained by destiny, Kamsa was not to be blamed. There was no need to give good instructions to Kamsa. Upadeshu hi murkhanam prakopaya na santaye. Thank you. Chanika Pandit. If a foolish person is giving good instructions, he becomes more and more angry. Moreover, a cruel person is more dangerous than a snake. A snake and a cruel person are both cruel, but a cruel person is more dangerous because although a snake can be charmed by mantras and subdued by herbs, a cruel person cannot be subdued by any means. Such was the nature of Kamsa. Omagyana timirandasya jananjana shalakaya chaksur ummilitam yena tasmai sri gurube namaha. Namo om Vishnu padaya Krishna prasaya buddhale srimate rupaswami iti namine. Namo om Vishnu padaya Krishna prasaya buddhale srimate bhaktivedanta swami iti namine. Namaste saraswate deve gaura bani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pashatyade satarine. Bancha kalpa tarubhya shakri pasindu vyeva chapatita nam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namo. So, there's very fascinating things that Prabhupada have touched in the purport. And in the session also, we're going to be exposed to something also very fascinating, which is we're going to see Kamsa showing some aspects of some sort of moral compass. And how it's also here, how it's explained, how Devaki, being a Kshatriya lady, she has this capacity of knowledge of how to properly manipulate or use diplomacy, the way of speaking, to be able to obtain some of her purposes. Part of the theme that we're going to be touching in this, some of the important aspects, at least the one that really came up to me, was this balance between morality and self-interest. And that is it's basically two principles that are constantly in tension, or that create this type of tension. In fact, throughout the history of modern society, even from the time it was very much discussed by Plato, and you know, during those times, all the way till now, there is this almost conflict of what is the right thing, what is this confrontation or tension between, sorry? Not necessarily contradiction, but there's this tension that is there. If living morally is the right thing for your self-interest, and how both things, according to my self-interest, then the moral principles that I follow and that right for me get basically adjusted. And then we have this whole thing in modern terms that is called moral relativity or something like that. That you see there are so many different moral values that are there in different places. And not only that, how this self-interest dictates how we behave and act in society, and how we judge others and how we interact, the whole thing. And it's supposed, when we talk about moral principles, we know by the scriptures that moral principles are regulated by dharma, by religion. Religion is there. Sometimes religiosity is or dharma is described as moral codes for human beings. So are the moral codes that dictate how to act. The term of how to properly act according to moral or according to the codes of religion is called sadachar, which means, you know, etiquette and behaviors, proper etiquette and behaviors, sadachar. And but one thing that we find is that knowing the codes of religion not necessarily still don't necessarily protect or guarantee that there will be a proper action by the person who follows that, or a person who actually knows the codes of religion. Because we're going to see very soon that demons such as Kamsa, and then we see, you know, when we hear the presence of Lord Ramachandra, all these powerful demons like Ravana, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, they were quite acquainted with all these codes, these, you know, dharmic rules. In fact, not only that, were acquainted, they were actually very knowledgeable, even with transcendental truth, even with things that were, you know, more in terms of, you know, you're not the body, the laws of karma, etc., etc. And still, didn't help them in acting in a way that was demoniac, contrary to religious principles. We see in the case of Jarasandha, he was very charitable to Brahmanas. He won't refuse to give charity to a Brahmana. That's why Krishna created this strategy to kill Jarasandha. He said, you know, that he took Bhima and Arjuna and himself disguised as Brahmanas to approach Jarasandha, and then because Jarasandha won't decline ever, you know, to give charity to the Brahmanas. So even though Jarasandha could recognize these guys are not Brahmanas, look at those muscles, you know, and the scars that they have, you know. These guys are Kshatriyas, but because they come as Brahmanas, then he extended his welcome and asked them, what can I do for you? What kind of charity can I give? But Jarasandha couldn't control himself. So even all those religious principles, they're not necessarily can help someone, you know, act appropriately according to these religious principles. Even that. Or sort of deter them to act demoniacally. Someone might say, well, you need to learn the religious principles by approaching someone or by having the directions and the guidance of someone who is a tattvadarshi. Tadbidhi paripratena pariprashnena sevaya verse. You have to have a spiritual master who guides you But one may say, well, what about Duryodhan? He had the association and the guidance of grandfather Bhishma, one of the 12 Mahajans, just like the Pandavas, the Kauravas have the same association, the same guidance. They have both Duryodhan and Yudhisthira have the same guru, the cool guru who was Kripacharya. They both have Dronacharya as the military guru. And this was personalities actually, you know, Drona, Bhima, Vidura. This was self, you know, self-realized persons. And still, he couldn't help himself to act demoniacally. So then the reason that we understand that what compromises or what doesn't allow someone, even in the situation of having this, all these arrangements to understand and to follow proper religious principles, proper moral codes, and don't act demoniacally, the reason that is there is when you have selfishness. As long as this selfishness, in whatever degree of selfishness we have, when we see very demoniac people, then the selfishness is very, very prominent. But any presence of selfishness can derail one from the path of proper behavior, a proper following of Krishna's principles, proper sadachar. Therefore, that principle is single when we talk about pure devotional service. Lord Chaitanya prays in his Shikshastaka that please let me have this selfless devotion, ahaitukiya pratiyata. That, no, what is it? No. Nadananda yunanda sundarin kavitam bhajagat isha kamaye ahaituki apratiyata. Yeah. No, what is it? No, I'm confusing two verses. The Mama Jammani Jammani Shware Babatar Ahai Tukitwayi. Jammani Jammani Shware, birth after birth, please give me this Ahai Tuki devotion. We hear from Sutta Goswami how he qualifies Parandharma. Is not just devotional service to the Supreme Lord, but devotional service that is qualified as a haituki and a patiyata. That's Parandharma. And that's what actually gives satisfaction to the self. So, as long as the selfishness, then we're vulnerable to fall down or deviate from religious principles, and or let's say not religious principles, but from this Parandharma or this supreme religious principle. As long as this selfishness, we are actually vulnerable to this demoniac type of pull. And when we hear demoniac, is when we go against Krishna and Krishna's instructions, Krishna's relationship, when we go away from that. That's a definition of demoniac. So it's very important to see this. And in the case of Kamsa, although quite knowledgeable, although quite educated in the principles of Dharma, he, because of this extreme selfishness, in which he was able to rationalize for a selfish person with demoniac tendencies, the supreme religion for them is whatever is their, they consider the interest. And then they rationalize, that dictates what is right and what is wrong. So for Kamsa, the right thing to do was to protect himself. Then kill children, kill women, kill this, kill that. It doesn't become an issue. Because the right thing is that he have to protect himself. He have to protect his self-interest. We see that in society. We see that in demoniac society. We see it nowadays, how morality, moral principles, moral values are basically terribly compromised. America is supposed to be a very religious country. It's a mostly Judeo-Christian country. But when it comes, the history of this, country is filled with terrible things done to others. On the plane of doing the right thing. And, also for, on the name of religion. Actually, we don't, not necessarily America, we see that in the history of the modern world. In the name of religion, some of the most atrocious things have been committed. Basically, races has been wiped out in the name of religion. So, this is not religion. This is what Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that for a demon, then what irreligiosity is religion and religion is religiosity. Sorry, irreligiosity is religion and religion is irreligiosity. So they have the whole thing upside down. So Devaki have to deal with that, have to deal with Kamsa, an extremely selfish person who have no moral compass, that basically, so she have to use politics, she have to use diplomacy, and that's in one sense how you deal, among all kinds of politicians and things like that, because it's always self-interest. So when there's self-interest, you have to negotiate. There's competition, there's negotiation, there's compromises, all these things. This is the material world. This is struggle. The big dog is, how you say, the bigger dog rules. So you have to sort of like move yourself into that. Not in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there's no competition. In the spiritual world, everything is centered on Krishna. So is about what pleases Krishna. So Prabhupada explains that the gopis, they understand, oh, Radharani is the best worshipper of Krishna. Therefore, they make their business to have Radharani and Krishna together. There's no envy. So that's the spiritual world. But in the material world, you have to deal with that. You have to deal with that. You have to deal with the fact that there is selfishness involved. The principle for us as sadhakas is that we are in the process of eliminating selfishness. We are in the process of becoming selfless. And the process of doing that is by the principles of sadhana. We practice sadhana. We're sadhakas. So by sadhana bhakti, then we become free from all the unwanted things that basically nourish this selfishness. So we've been given the hearing and chanting of the holy names. We've been given the hearing, the Bhagavatam regularly. We've been given deity worship, worship of the deities. We've been given the association of devotees. And we've been given the holy places. Krishna has provided that as the most powerful means to becoming purified for those unwanted things. Chief among those is hearing and chanting of the holy names. So we're in that process, and we have to focus on that and understanding how this self-interest can actually hijack our advancing in Krishna consciousness. We always have to watch on those things. There's provisions. We can't eliminate self-interest just like that. Okay, let me be selfish, selfless. It doesn't work like that. It's a gradual process that have to be regulated and guided by, you know, a spiritual authority, by a spiritual master. And so there will be provisions, but the point is that we have to be constantly aware of it and constantly be mindful and work on the principles that Lord Chaitanya gave us, the Trinara Pisuni Chena Tarora Pisa Hishunda Amani Nama Didana Kirtanija Sadahari. They all targeting our selfishness. Humility, because self-centeredness means I am and this is mine. You know, it's about being God. It's about, you know, like Rabindranath Prabhu would say, we all have our little God projects. So it's about like that. So humility is understanding, no, Krishna is God and I'm a very tiny speck. So humility, tolerance goes right at self-interest, selfishness. Because tolerance means you have to live with others and you have to actually be open to give others a space, you know. and then respect, offer respect to others, and not expect respect to yourself. These are all things that are targeting our selfishness. So we cultivate those things. We keep an eye on these things. We keep an eye on our self-centeredness and selfishness. And like that, we can gradually progress. It's a fascinating subject matter that is very relevant in society nowadays. We see how much compromises are there of things that are so wrong. How much compromises are there on things that are obviously wrong? Like, you know, we see something that happens, you know, nowadays with children being separated from families. It's heart-wrenching, you know, when you hear this type of things. And this is just an example of so many things that are happening. And these are done and supported by very religious persons. In fact, one of the politicians explained that in the Bible it is said, you know, that we can do this. You know, like, doesn't matter if you are, you know, 1 year old, if you're breaking the law, if you're coming illegally, well, you know, the Bible says we should follow the law. So if you're not following the law, then we punish you regardless. We put you in jail, even if you're, you know, a toddler, like that. So that's how demons, that's what demoniac mentality, that's what demoniac society does. That's what Kamsa did, you know, because it's on the name of self-interest. And then so-called religious people say, yes, 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 this is very good. So, something very important to keep in mind. Any comments or questions? Krishna Arjun. Six? 10:46. Okay, I read that verse and then we ask for questions. So text number 6.
Nanuaham te hyavaraja dinahatta suta prabho datun ahar arhasi mandaya ange man charanam prajam. Translation: my lord, my brother, I am very poor, being bereft of all my children, but still I am your younger sister, and therefore it would be worthy for you to give me this child as a gift, this last child as a gift. So she's appealing to some whatever good nature may be there, but it's not going to happen because Kamsa is gone, you know, demoniac. Govinda ji Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. You said there is no competition in the spiritual world. Is that true?
Well, you said. Then what do you say?
You said all the gopis are serving Radharani, which is true. We belong to Radharani's camp under Lalita.